Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
Hello, Ian. Good to see you too.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear that up?
Yes, I said start with the name of the Montana town, Great Falls. Change one letter to a U, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word that names something every state has, and a six-letter word that tells what you can do to that thing. What is the thing, and what can you do to it?
Well, what is the thing, and what can you do to it, Mike?
Well, if you change the R to a U, you can spell flag and salute.
Aha. Well, I salute you for another good challenge.
Hey, Ian, it's guest answerer time again.
Oh, yeah?
Ben Zimmer is a linguist, lexicographer, and word nut. He is the executive producer of Vocabulary.com and VisualThesaurus.com, two websites for language lovers.
And for the Wall Street Journal, he writes a weekly language column, Word on the Street. Ben, welcome to Any Questions.
Hi, great to be on.
Okay, Ben, you know a lot about words, but let's see how much you know about something that shares your name. I've brought some questions for you about an iconic London landmark, Big Ben.
Oh boy, I'm game.
All right, first up. Contrary to popular belief, Big Ben is not the clock tower itself, but the bell in the tower. The tower itself was renamed in 2012 in honor of whose Diamond Jubilee?
Oh, that would have to be Queen Elizabeth II.
That is correct. And the West Tower was renamed for Queen Victoria for her Diamond Jubilee in 1897.
Well, there you go.
England Swings, a 1965 hit song featuring the lyrics Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children, was written and performed by what singer, who hit number one later that year with King of the Road?
King of the Road. I can hear it in my head, but I can't identify the singer.
King of the Road and England Swings were hit songs by Roger Miller.
Roger Miller, okay. A little before my time.
In the 1985 film National Lampoon's European Vacation, the Griswold family finds themselves stuck in a traffic circle, roundabout, and the father points out Big Ben and Parliament every time they pass them. Who plays the father in the film?
Oh, well, that's Chevy Chase, of course.
And of course that is Chevy Chase. Look, kids. Parliament. Big Ben. Look, kids. Parliament. Big Ben. What Virginia Woolf novel uses the chiming of Big Ben as a recurring device throughout the story and provides the connection between the three main characters in the 2002 film The Hours?
Gosh, I've seen The Hours, so this is on the tip of my tongue. And I want to say To the Lighthouse, but that feels wrong. I'm going to say To the Lighthouse anyway, even though I'm not quite sure that's the right one.
It's not To the Lighthouse, and as a hint, the book is named after the title character.
Oh, Mrs. Dalloway.
Mrs. Dalloway is right, yes. And finally, on December 31st, 1962, heavy snow accumulated on the clock's hands, and the pendulum detached from the clockwork mechanism. This caused Big Ben to do what 10 minutes late?
To strike midnight for New Year's.
That's right. It chimed in the New Year 10 minutes late. That is correct.
The date was a bit of a giveaway.
Well, self-proclaimed word nut Ben Zimmer knows a bit about Big Ben. He went 4 for 5. Have you ever seen Big Ben? Have you ever been stuck in a roundabout? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase bell tower. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word you might see above a knob on a stereo, and a three-letter word that means, in a way, the opposite of the first word. What words are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, and it's been such a pleasure to have our guest, Ben Zimmer, with us. You can read him in the Wall Street Journal, where he writes a weekly language column, Word on the Street. Ben, you were great.
Oh, thanks. It was a lot of fun.
And Mike will be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.